Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our miracles daily, Lord God. And we say thank you. We say good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we say thank you. Oh, come bless the Lord with me this morning. He's worthy to be praised. In spite of what we go through, he's still awesome. He's still amazing. He's still wonderful. And I'm still praising for the 24-year miracle he gave me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I'm still thanking daily, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because I know he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So I come this morning, welcome him with a humble heart and stretched out arms today, thanking and praising him for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who he belongs to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's the great I am that I am. Whatever we need him for, he's right there, and we say thank you. Oh, we come pleading the blood of Jesus over everyone on this line today, Lord God. We thank you for covering us and keeping us, Lord God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name for breakthroughs on today, Lord God, that we will break forth and not break down, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to have your way this awesome Sunday morning, hallelujah, in the new year, Lord God. We say have your way. You still creating miracles, signs, and wonders daily, Lord God, and we say thank you. Oh, we come plead the blood over every hospital, every nursing home on today, every sick and shut-in on today, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, and we thank you that your right hand is continuously holding us up, Lord God, keeping us, Lord God, ordering our footsteps, Lord God, leading, directing us in all truth, Lord God. And we say thank you. We thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you come to bring heaven to earth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no sickness and diseases in heaven, for you come to bring heaven to earth, heal and deliver your people, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Thank you for being a shield and a buckler around them, Lord God, keeping them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We preach the blood over our neighborhoods today. Silence the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. And we know you're able to do it, Lord God. And we say thank you in advance, Lord God. The praises go up and the blessings come down. So we come to praise you this morning for breakthroughs. We come to praise you this morning for healing power. We come to praise you this morning for ordering our footsteps. We come to praise you this morning for being the Lord of our life. We just come to praise you this morning for who you are. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you, Father God. We welcome you in all our services on today, in our homes on today. Have your way, Lord God. Your will be done, not my will, but your will. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you for breakthroughs today, God. Oh, we just come to bless your name, because your word says if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we thank you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and you've been good to me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So I just come to bless your name today, God. I just come to magnify your name today, God. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm that tree planted by the river. I shall not, will not be moved. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Great is you that's in need, and he that's in the world. You're greater than anything we go through, God. And we say thank you for you being so faithful, for being so amazing, for being so wonderful. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up all the homeless to you all over the world today, God. Order their footsteps. Lead them, Lord God. Give them a roof over their heads, Lord God. warm clothes on their back, Lord God, a hot meal in their stomach today, Lord God, and you're able to do it, Lord God. So we thank you for that one touch just for the homeless today, Lord God. One touch, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. And we just come pleading the blood over every airplane, every train, every bus, every mean of transportation today, Lord God. Cover and keep, dispatch their angels according to your promise, God. You said you have given your angels charge over each and every one of us, Lord God. So we thank you in advance for our angels being dispatched right now over your people, God, keeping them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will holler your name today and every day, because you're good. Every day that we wake up and get up and look up, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God, you're still amazing. And we just come to bless your name today and ask you to have your way today in our service. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, and we're nothing without you. Have your way.
Yes, Lord, have your awesome way, Father God, the way that you have always had, oh, Father God, in the eyes of your people who are able to see, oh, Father God, your mighty works behind the scenes, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, again, for waking us up this morning, oh, Father God, activating, oh, Father God, and all those things in us, oh, Father God, to work together, oh, Father God, for your glory. And, Father God, I thank you, oh, Father God, for charging everything that has came against us, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, or spiritually. It's going to work out for our good, oh, Father God, because in those tests and trials, oh, Father God, that you allow to come into our lives, oh, Father God, that we were able, oh, Father God, to learn from them, oh, Father God, and to move higher, oh, Father God, and see your greatness and your mercy that you have had upon us, oh, Father God, during those testing times, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for holding our hands, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the word that is filled in our hearts, oh, Father God, that lit up our feet, oh, Father God. For you say the word is a lamp to our feet, oh, Father God. So that guided us, oh, Father God, through the tough times, oh, Father God, even regulate, oh, Father God, our thoughts, oh, Father God, that our mind, oh, Father God, is always stayed upon you, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for doing those things, healing us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating our the systems in our body, oh, Father God. Even the organs that are attached to those systems, oh, Father God, I ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, that you will move upon our thyroid gland, our placenta, ladies' placentas that are going through during this time, oh, Father God, that have decided to give birth, oh, Father God, at this time, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for our pancreas, oh, Father God, that you are healing it in the system that it is connected to, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for all of those organs and systems in our bodies, oh, Father God, that have tried to be thrown off, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for restoring them, oh, Father God, and putting them back in order, restoring our health, oh, Father God, to his rightful place and the way that you created it to be up in our lives, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for washing our conscious unconsciousness, subconscious minds from the old indoctrinations, oh, Father God. And Father God, sitting down and hearing your voice, oh, Father God, and your voice only, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for come the internal battles, oh, Father God. So now we are seated on the hill with you, oh, Father God, observing those things, oh, Father God, that you desire us to observe, Father God, and bring them before your throne, oh, Father God, the petition, oh, Father God, that your warning ministering angels would go into those areas, oh, Father God, and do thy work, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that your great love that you have for us, oh, Father God, is unwavering, oh, Father God, not like us that wavers, oh, Father God, but your love for us never wavers, oh, Father God. So we thank you, O Father God, for sustaining us and teaching us even in that area, Father God, how to give out that same love to others that you have gave out to us, O Father God, to have patience with others, O Father God, that you, like you have had patience for us, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for all that you're doing and all that you are going to do up in the lives of the people, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for keeping us, O Father God, in the reality, O Father God, that you desire us to see, not the reality of that the world is trying to instill, the reality, O Father God, that you, O Father God, is filling it up and have us to see and understand and move in, O Father God. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for putting a hedge of protection around our mind and all of our gates, O Father, ear gate and eye gate, O Father God. Thank you for filtering them, O Father God, because all the things that's going on in the world, O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, that your hand, O Father God, is upon us, O Father God, regulating us and guiding us and keeping us in all our ways, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for your great love, O Father God, that you have for us, O Father God. And Father God, I ask in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach that you would give us the discernment in this area, O Father God, in the area of the use of the words, O Father God, that the world is using, O Father God, in this season, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for heightening our discernment in that area, O Father God, so that our spirit would rise up, O Father God, because of the formulation of words, O Father God, that may be used, O Father God, to have people thinking and giving their thoughts and energy to an area, O Father God, that should not be given to, O Father God, because of the manipulation, O Father God, of the systems of this world, O Father God. We thank you for strengthening us in that area, O Father God. We thank you for opening up our eyes, O Father God. We thank you for having us to see, O Father God, the hidden and subtle hand of the enemy, O Father God, that may try to deceive people, O Father God, from going down a path that they should not be going, believing in something that they should not be believing in, supporting something that they should not support. And I thank you, O Father God, for opening up our eyes, O Father God, in that area of our lives personally, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection, O Father God, around the people, O Father God, blessing them and keeping them supernaturally from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, O Father God. Father God, guide them, O Father God, as they walk, O Father God, through this world, O Father God, doing the things, O Father God, of their daily lives, O Father God. Protect us and keep us, O Father God, and let no weapon formed against us prosper, O Father God. Strengthen us, O Father God, where we may be weak, O Father God, because in your word, O Father God, you say that when we are weak, you are strong, O Father God. So we thank you for being a strong tower, O Father God, in our lives, O Father God. We thank you for being that fortified city, O Father God, encamped around us, O Father God, that no weapon, O Father God, shall prosper in our lives, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for regulating our eternal systems, O Father God, that it would, so it would not be subject, O Father God, from the subtle things that the enemy may try to put out there in the world to subdue your people in their physical bodies, O Father God. We thank you for your supernatural healing. We thank you, O Father God, for what you're doing. We thank you for opening up our eyes so that we can see, O Father God. We thank you for giving us that love that you have toward us so that we can have toward others, O Father God. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, for even touching the minds of the people that are in power, O Father God. Touch their conscience, O Father God. Father God, remove the enemy's hand, O Father God, from off of them, O Father God. Wake them up, O Father God, so that they may see, O Father God, the trueness, O Father God, of your glory, O Father God, that need to be established here upon earth, and not the glory of the enemy, O Father God, that is running rampant throughout this world, O Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching their consciousness. We thank you for touching their heart. We thank you for touching their minds. And we thank you for opening their eyes to give them a glimpse, oh, Father God. Take them from out of that world, oh, Father God, that accepts this world that they are living in just for a moment so they can see, oh, Father God, the glory, oh, Father God, that is to come and the glory, oh, Father God, that you possess. Oh, Father God, and the great love that you even have for them, oh, Father God. Father God, open their eyes, oh, Father God, so they will not be tossed to and fro and be used by the enemy, oh, Father God. Father God, just like they are trying to set things up for the things of the enemy, set them up, oh, Father God, so they may see you, oh, Father God, so that they may change, oh, Father God, from their wicked ways, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for preparing our hearts in this season for all that you are preparing for us to receive, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for your protection, oh, Father God. Thank you for your mind-regulating word, oh, so that we will not be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine that's going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Father God, thank you for giving us a spirit of a focus, oh, Father God. Focus upon the things that you have instilled and given us to be focused upon, oh, Father God. Thank you for having us to be diligent in our prayer life, oh, Father God, and that our prayers, oh, Father God, will not be hindered, oh, Father God, by any external or internal force, oh, Father God. Doubts, oh, Father God, will not reside in your people's mind, oh, Father God, but faith, love, in charity will be its foundational movement, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season of time, oh, Father God. Thank you for your strength, oh, Father God. Thank you for your overcoming power. Thank you for your healing, oh, Father God. Thank you for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God. Thank you for heightening our discernment, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for the foundation of scriptures and word that you have given us and upon, oh, Father God. And in that, oh, Father God, we shall not be bold. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing, oh, Father God, in this hour and in this season, oh, Father God. And I thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating our minds. So in this season, oh, Father God, the only thing, oh, Father God, that we our minds will attain to, oh, Father God, even when we are unconscious of it, oh, Father God, we will think on things that is true, that is honest, that is just, that is pure, that is loving, and anything that has that moves in an area, oh, Father God, of virtue and shedding love upon another, not being the enemy, oh, Father God, work, but look beyond that and see them with the eyes of God, with love. And in that love, oh, Father God, we thank you that deliverance, oh, Father God, would take this rightful place, oh, Father God, within us, oh, Father God. Because, Father God, as you said in your word, we all have sinned, oh, Father God, and all of us have came short, oh, Father God. So, Father God, in that, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for strengthening us, oh, Father God, that we will not be used by the enemy with the subtle indifferences, oh, Father God, that may be used to reject, oh, Father God, bias, separation, negative thoughts, oh, Father God. Father God, right now, cast those things down within us, oh, Father God, if there are anything in us like that, oh, Father God, and that we will not be used, oh, Father God, for the suddenness attacked upon our loved ones by the enemy, because our differences of understanding, oh, Father God, that your word rise above everything, oh, Father God, that we come in contact with or we entertain, oh, Father God, so your glory, oh, Father God, may be revealed, Father God, throughout the land, oh, Father God, and we thank you and we honor you and glorify you. Shalom.
Father, we surely thank you. As we give your name the glory, as we come together to extol you, to exalt you, to lift you up, to magnify you. Father God, we even thank you even now, Lord God, that you have placed within us, O Father, in the holy name of Yeshua, to come before your throne of grace. As we go before you, O Father, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you even now that you don't see us, but you see the blood of Yeshua. We thank you even now that not even our righteousness, because you say all of our righteousness is as filthy rags before you. Even in that, you see the blood of your son when we come. We thank you even now, Father God, that your word has been destined to live within us. It is living. The word is living. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you cause that word, Lord God, to be inside of us, Lord God, that which will draw others to your kingdom. Father God, we say, Lord God, let your kingdom come and your will be done. Oh, Father God, let it be manifested all around us. Father God, we thank you even now that you cause your word to go into places, oh God, that word shall be a sounding and a resounding, Lord God, a sounding of repentance to those that do not know you, a sounding of rejoicing to those that don't know you, that come to know you, that the angels in heaven will rejoice even as they come. Father God, we thank you even now that the very same word, Lord God, will be a fire, because you said you make your ministers a flame of fire. That you will cause, Lord God, each one of us to go into a place, and that fire will consume, Lord God, the forces of darkness, Lord God, rising up in authority, Lord God, inside of your people, that will cause a place of darkness to now manifest the light of who you are in the name of Yeshua, that it will crush, Lord God, the forces of darkness, because your word has said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, and you have not had us to be ignorant of any device of the enemy. Because you gave your word that would become living inside of us to know that which we, Lord God, have been assigned to do. Father God, we call our orders sound and resound in the name of Yeshua. All around the globe, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, that we will, Lord God, sound the trumpet. Sound the trumpet, sound the trumpet in the different nations, sound the trumpet in the nations of where we are, because there is a multitude, Lord God. There are languages, Lord God. There are people, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, even in this nation that includes, Lord God, the multitude. Father God, we thank you even now that you have given us the assignment here in this place, Lord God, in this government, oh God, in the name of Yeshua. Even as you have given us the ability to speak, Lord God, on a very plane where the word can go out across the nations, across the continents, we make a decree even now that the word will go out and it will draw those by your spirit, that it will cause conviction to those that don't know you to come to you in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we pray even now, Lord God, as your word is being manifest in this hour, that your word is standing firm, that you do not change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. That your word, Lord God, according to the book of Colossians, Lord God, it made an open show of the enemy, and it also triumphs over the enemy in it, that is causing, Lord God, the stirring, Lord God, of the bowels of compassion in the name of Yeshua that will go out, Lord God, even concerning, Lord God, the little ones in the name of Yeshua, whose minds may be in a place, Lord God, where it should not be. But, Lord God, the bowels of compassion will go into the places, Lord God, where the enemy has drawn them. And, Lord God, we do battle against the enemy for the little ones. We make a decree that everything that has caused their minds to be in a turmoil, caused their minds to be twisted, caused their minds to be at a place of depression, oppression, oh, God, and even possession, because your word has decreed and declared to all of us, you say, these signs shall follow those that believe, oh, God. And you gave us the ability to cast out forces that are not of you, and you gave us the ability to decree that your word according to the fruit of the spirit be manifested on the inside. Father God, even when the tree the Lord passed by, if it did not produce fruit, he spoke to the tree that it will be uprooted. It had no ability, because in this hour, in this time, in this season, it was not doing that which it was called and appointed to do. And we make a decree in this hour, in the name of Yeshua, that we're doing what the Father has said to do. We speak now to the nations in the name of Yeshua, that there is a resounding call to those to hear the time and the hour and the season that we are in, that the word of God is being manifested, that the book, Lord God, of the word of God is being opened unto the people of God, because he said if we did not have wisdom, we have the ability to ask him, and he will give us that wisdom that we would understand, oh God. And Lord God, you said it all about getting to get an understanding, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, that all of your word must be unfolded in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, we do not want to be ignorant concerning the time, Lord God,
God. Not only that we're in, but that is to come in the name of Yeshua. But for you said in your word, if the good man had known at which hour or which watch the thief, and who is the thief but the enemy that cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. But you have made us that we may know in the name of Yeshua, we'll be watchful in the name of Yeshua, that the enemy would not break in. Now, it break in what? In the assignment that the Lord has called us to do. We will not be turned back, nor will we be moved. We decree Jeremiah chapter 1 in the name of Yeshua. That there is a plucking up, a rooting out, and a cutting off of that which is not of the Father. And we will not be afraid of any face in the name of Yeshua. You said, lest you confound us before them. Oh, my Father God, we thank you that your word will cause us to tread up on serpents. And the serpents come in me. But you have given us the ability, Lord God, that when we tread, we do not lift our feet up. And concerning the young lion and the dragon, because we know the young lion will come after the people just for the sport of it. That demon comes at you just for the sport. But we pull it down by trampling up on it and the dragon. But we decree and declare that the same Lord, in the name of Yeshua, if they had known that they had crucified the Lord of glory, you think they would have done it. Therefore, we stand in the name of Yeshua with the very word of God in our mouth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And that word is a fire, and it goes out and destroys that which is none of the Lord God Almighty. You said in your word, God, my God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And remember my quote, that we will let the people know that the gates of hell are demons. Those gates are demons, but it will not prevail against the truth of the word of God. We make a decree in this hour in the name of Yeshua that we stand over my in the name of Yeshua, knowing, Lord God, whom, oh God, we belong to, and it is you. Let your kingdom come. We said the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdom of God. Therefore, we expect in our territory, in our region, and in the course where you will send us to, in the name of Yeshua, that the kingdom of our God will manifest in those places in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you, and we give your name the glory. We honor you forever. We glorify you forever, for you are the all-wise God. We say be glory, honor, and dominion, both now and forever. We bless your name, Lord of glory. We bless your name.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreU.org or email us at WeRestoreU@Yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, The Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, The Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, The Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated. The Encounter with Wisdom. The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Believe you'll work it out. Oh, energy that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Triumph the Lord. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you. We gotta take time and just say thank you. My God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say, come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh, Lord, we say, oh, we say, thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say, thank you,
top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. God bless you on today. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthew, and I welcome each and every one of you all on this day. We honor the Lord for all that he's doing and thanking God for his goodness and his mercy and his loving kindness towards us. Those of you who are joining us far and near, we're blessing the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. We're thanking God for intercessors and prayer warriors. Thank you, foster family, for Floyd, Mother Gwen. Thank you. Bless the Lord for our entire team on today. And we're just giving God the praise, the glory, and honor for you on this day. And surely there is a word from the Lord. How many know? But there's a word from the Lord. Those of you, please govern yourself accordingly to those dates and times that were given to you by our administrative staff and information on our website. We just bless you, you, and you on this day. And we give God praise, glory, and honor. Most of you have been known. We've been moving around on our 7 a.m. broadcast, and we've been sharing the word of God via that media. And so, as we've been sharing the word of God, we've been kind of moving around, blessing God's people. But we have, we've been sharing from the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel. And we've been ministering from that particular book. We won't deviate from it today. We're going to go straight into that, the book of Daniel on today, and bless God's people. And surely we know that there's a word from the Lord. Those of you who have followed us via social media, please share with others, those who are connected with us now. Go ahead, buckle your seatbelt up. There's a word for your life on today. And certainly we know that God is doing some things for you, you, and you on this day. Real quickly, if you have been following us via the book of Daniel, certainly I want you to know that this is a pivotal book for the times that we are in. This particular book is very powerful for the right now of the world and the right now of our life. Daniel is considered a very critical book, especially as it relates to apocalyptic. Now, when you look at the word apocalyptic, it's more geared towards the Greek, but everything in the 39 books of the Old Testament is considered Hebrew, Arabic, and somewhat German in its presentation before you move over into the Latin and the actual Greek. you'll understand it from that perspective. And when you read this, the book of Daniel, you'll find out that the book of Daniel is a governmental book. It's really opened us up to Daniel's position as a governmental prophet, but not only a governmental prophet, a prophet that flows in the power of intercession. His connection was so strongly entwining with God in the level of intercession and prayer. Daniel is a very critical book of the five books that are considered major prophets. And for those who study the Word of God, or what we call the prophetic books, what you have in a prophetic book is you have actually, in a prophetic book, you have five books, but you have four prophets. What people say you have the poet of the book is five prophets. No, it's four prophets. You have Jeremiah. You have Jeremiah. Or let's deal with Isaiah, and then Jeremiah, then Ezekiel and Daniel. Now, the contemporary is when you get to Lamentation. Now, all of these are critical major books of the what you call prophetic books. And the reason being, it allows you to really understand and discover how the actual 66 books will be broken down, but it's all connected to codes, or what I would call the mysterious of the Word of God. So the 39 books are what you call concealed. They conceal. And then when you open them up to what we call Christo, the four books of the gospel, Christo, the life of Christ, Christology, the study of him, it lets you know that these books are the preparation of what we call the Christ or the Messiah, especially if you read Isaiah book. The book of Isaiah opens us up to understand that. Now, when you move into Jeremiah books, it allows you to understand from Isaiah, which means Jehovah, it's salvation. And then Jeremiah means Jehovah is exalted and uplifted. And then when you get to Lamentation, it gives you a little twist because it deals with sorrow, grief, pain, and it also deals with the weeping of the birthing. And so after that, what you get is Ezekiel, which means God's strength. And then you get Daniel, which means God is judge or the judgment of God. And so of these five major books, it's also allowing you to understand the power and the presence of how God maneuver in the earth realm as it relates to the relationship with mankind, to let them know that a Messiah is coming. The prophetic books are very powerful because the prophetic books let us know what is to come. See, the prophecy is not necessarily come to predict the future. The prophecy is a right now word for your life. In other words, when you tap into the prophetic, it moves you from chrono to kairos, because when a prophet speaks, he states the hand of the enemy and he releases the future from the past. And actually, what's in the past is already future. The time, the moment you start looking at your watch, you actually delayed the past, because what you do is you start scheduling everything in your future when everything in your past were already futuristic by God, because he's Alpha and Omega. When God said, let there be, everything was already done and established. It's the ability and the will of man to move from the traps of what the enemy wants to do in your life into the presence of what God said for your life. We are in an unpredictable time, but when you tap into the mind of God, everything that looked like it's unpredictable are already a plan for God for your life. What the enemy do, he uses your flaws against your destiny. Preach, Matthews, I'm already there, y'all. I'm already going today. See, he used your flaws against your destiny, because the moment you miss the mark, which is called harshiology deal with missing the mark. We call it the sin. Once you miss the mark, immediately the Satan marks you for your past. So once you get past the missing the mark, you move into the future. But he always reminds you of your flaws. And most of us, we live and breathe in our flaws. But if you understand Romans 8 and verses number 1, it says, there is now, therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Don't give your flesh an opportunity to allow you to miss the graduation of your future. Some of you, you are at a critical crossroad, but you're dealing with an unpredictable season. This is an unpredictable season. Not necessarily unpredictable, because if you tap into the prophetic realm, you will see what is actually going on. But because there are people in our lives and folk in our lives that are landlocking themselves or landlocking us from getting to the or trying to landlock us from getting to the next place in God, it delays us. Some of you are being distracted at the highest of the highest level. And some people are being distracted at this level, but because we're waiting for people to make a decision about decisions that God has already rendered concerning your purpose and your destiny in your life. And so when you read the prophetic book, you really getting a clear understanding of how events were already foretold concerning the life of Yeshua and the purpose of the life of Yeshua. Because everything is already set in motion, especially as it relates to you, and you are today. So when you read the book of Isaiah 66 chapters, now listen to this. All of the 66 chapters of Isaiah are mysteriously coded in a system based upon its origin scrolls, Arabic, in its writing for the events that will be unloosed in the 66 books. So the 66 books of the Bible are all singularly encoded, encrypted in the book of Isaiah. If you understand the book of Isaiah, over the years there have been scholars, theologians, and philosophers, and you name them, who were trying to piece out the book of Isaiah. And they couldn't do it. Many who tried lost their mind trying to figure out the details of how the book is. Why? Because the spirit of Nimrod and those ancient spirits that have been linked to try to find out the secrets of the heavenly were trying to tap into the outer perimeter without searching the inner man. The inner man holds all of the dynamics of mankind and the purpose for which we are made being or set apart for the kingdom of God. Some of you, I want to drop this in your spirit. Some of you right now, where you at in your life right now, many of you right now in your life, you are at a critical place. And I'll tell you why. Some of you right now is at this critical crossroads in your life at this very moment. The reason being is your destiny will not allow you to attach to damage. Some of you are warring in the inner sanctum of the temple of your mind, where the enemy wants to pull you back into old things. God is letting accident shift your spirit. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? Some of you are trying to go back to old things, and God will put your car on the flat. God will make you lose your cell phone. God will shut doors of people, because what he's doing right now, he's not allowing you to cross over into the damaged realm where your destiny is important. You are critical for this hour that you're in. Everybody, men and women of God, you are critical for this hour that you're in. Everything that's surrounded around your life right now is very pivotal to God's purpose and destiny. See, your 2022, you have to understand what this really means. 2022 means mastery. 85:22-21, you're prophetically linked. It's right here at this time. It's a showdown with the Gregorian calendar and the Judaic calendar. Now, The Golgarian events are sour. Are sour compared to the Judaic events. Those are the events that link you to the purpose of God for your life. And because so many people are warring within them, they're warring against themselves. So some of the stuff you're dealing with that you're warring in is against the purpose and the destiny of where you're going. You want me to take a little deeper? Some of you are arguing and battling with the bloodline of your mother's side and the bloodline of your father's side, because these ancient bloodlines are trying to bring you into, they're trying to bring you back into the old ways of their generational life. And God is linking you in this 2022, because 22 means mastery and life. So he's trying to bring the 20, the generations, to understand the mastery of the light that's inside you. That's why so many things you're dealing with right now are different. You feel like you are outsider. I'm not part of anything. I'm disconnected. Where's everybody else? Why nobody don't love me? Thank God they don't love you, because they got an agenda for you. The next thing you know, you'll be in the hospital trying to recover from a mental illness because you didn't connect with the wrong people in your life and you gave them more power over the destiny. So God is doing something very strategically in this season of your life for your purpose, to bring you into total victory for your life. Oh, yeah, he goes. See, in this time that we're in, God is bringing us into total victory. He's bringing us into total victory. And as he's bringing us into total victory, he's just saying, tell my people, rest in me, because restitution is coming from you. Because I'm going to give you everything that you need to succeed in this season and in this hour, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Because there are monumental changes that is happening in the land. Now, I told the people last year, see, you have to understand, by March, and I keep mentioning this word March, April and May. See, March, April, and May going to be a determining factor for the pharmaceutical industry. It's going to be a determining factor for those who lied over the last 36 months, those who have perpetuated these events. There is a showdown in the land, and the showdown in the land is against our enemy. It's a showdown because God is revealing himself to us in specific details of our lives. Amen. All right, let me go to the mountain here and bless the people of God so you can understand why Daniel is a very critical piece in the Word of God right now. And his book is very, very pivotal to us. And you're going to understand that. And then I'm going to release a prophetic word to a few of the people on today to not only speak prophetically to you, but to let you know what God is doing. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I heard this. That just came in my ear. In the next 24 hours, because in the next 24 hours, there's some things that's going to shift this earth realm. Matter of fact, it's going to shift the northern hemisphere of things. I mentioned that last night. It's going to shift some things in the favor of God's people. And they're going to understand in the shifting, you're going to see a sifting. God's going to shift us and shift others. Now, you got to be very careful that you don't pray for your enemy, because some of you got people who've been on jobs years and years, and they get ready to promote you, and then you say, well, I'm not going to take the promotion because I know you've been here for years. And then you're going to decline the promotion. It's going to lead you. See, your 15-minute opening your mouth will cause you 15 years down the road. Your promotion is in the season of the inevitable. It cannot be stopped, what God is doing in your life specifically and specifically in detail. So to understand the power of Daniel, you have to understand this book, particular book, is created establishedly, literally to uncover and disclose the knowledge and the revelation of the secrets content that is disclosed in the heavenly, but it will be revealed in the earth realm, so men and women of God will know exactly what God is doing for you in your enthusiasm. Let's move into the word of the Lord God. I'm going to move into the word of God. Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 1. Daniel chapter 3, verse number 1. We're going to move through this real quickly because there's a specific verse that I'm getting ready to take us into on today. There's a particular particular verse that I want to deal with. Now you understand the book of Daniel. The Daniel 66 books, Jeremiah 52, then Lamentation is 5, Ezekiel 48, and then what you get is Daniel 12. Now the 66 books are comprised of the 66 chapters of Isaiah is opening it up to understand the 66 books. The book of Jeremiah, 52 chapters, opens us up to understand the 52 weeks of the year. Clarity. Each chapter opens you up to the specific weeks of the year. Now, Lamentation opens us up to 5 books, which is the grace of God in turn. So if you miss it in the 52 weeks, you have to go through what we call weeping. You have to go through going through moaning. You'll go through pain. Now, then you will be open up to what? The book of Ezekiel, which means God's strength. It means God's strength. It's 48 books there, 48 chapters in that particular book. And it's very critical to understand the 4 and the 8, because the 4 means in firmament, between and between. If you read it from Genesis, you'll understand the 8 means new beginning, and bringing the both together, 12, which takes us over to the book of Daniel, which is 12 particular chapters in that book. And we're going to read from that. Now I'm bringing you to numerology to open your brain up and your cell to understand where we're going right now. You're going to be exactly blessed today to be blessed in this season. Into the word of the God, Lord God, from the book of Daniel, chapter number 3, verse number 1. Nebuchadnezzar, king, made an image of gold, which height was 80 cubits and breadth thereof 6 cubits. And he set it up. In the plain of Dura. He set it up in the plain of Dura. Now, if you go to the United Nations, what do they have out there? An image. What is the color of image? Different imagery. Okay. Say that. In the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the prince, the princes, the governor, the captain, the judges, the treasurer, the counselor, the sheriff, and all the rulers of the province to come to a dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up. Then the prince and the governor and the captain and the judges and the treasurers and the council and the sheriff and all the rulers of the province had gathered themselves together to the dedication of the image of Nebuchadnezzar the king as had set up. And they stood before the image of Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Touch your people, say, we're getting ready to walk in the season of the setup. The enemy is setting us up. See, the enemy thought what he's doing is going to set you up, but it's a specific setup for us. What we're walking into is a setup for us. Everything has been prepared for us. See, you got to understand, darkness can be a light. Light got to be in the darkness. Let me say that one more time. See, you got to understand, darkness can no longer flow. It cannot flow in light. Light flows in darkness. See, what our enemy is setting up for us. Now, watch this. This is going to bless you. This is prophetic for somebody. The enemy, every trap that the enemy set for us is dark. But if you're in the light, he can't set a trap because it's dark. See, dark can't be got dark. Belial can't be got Belial. See, you have to understand everything that you see that's dark is the preparation of light. God is doing something miraculously. See, don't mistake it. Listen to this sense of God. Don't mistake it. The presence of darkness as an absence of God. The presence of darkness is not the absence of God. In the midst of darkness, God is creating the light in you because you're going to shine in the middle of darkness. And see, those who we thought were the light in the middle of darkness, they compromised. And so you're seeing mantles that would have been theirs are not being passed to you. And you don't even recognize you are qualified in this season for what God is getting ready to do or the Lord has already perpetuated on your behalf. Move on down here. He said this in verse number 4. Then, and Herod cried aloud to you, it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time of time ye hear the sound of what? Frequency, cornet, flute, harp, sekba, psalmistry, decimal, and all kinds of what? Music, frequency. Ye fall down and worship the golden image Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso have fallen not down and worship, shall the same hour be cast in what? In the midst, the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at the time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sekba, psalmistry, and all kinds of music, and all the nation and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, king, set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near. Now, Chaldeans are of the ancient family. You can study that. I'll move on. And accused who? The Jews, not the Zionists. The Jews, the origin, the original, the melon, those who've been chosen, selected, carefully mandated by God. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of what? The cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psalm, the decimal, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the image. Whosoever falleth not down and worship, that he shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. There are certain of us whom have not set over the affairs, or certain of us whom you have set over the affairs of what? The province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, not those deities, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, It is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my God, nor worship the golden image which I set up. Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, decimal, and all kinds of music, ye shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God? Now listen to this. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? The question. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are careful to answer you in this matter. See, I'm telling you right now. Now listen to this. Somebody can write this down. I want you to hear this real carefully. Mark my word on this one. When I said you can mark my word. Don't give your enemy any attention. Don't give your enemy any attention. Your enemy will be used to market you in this season. Do not give your enemy any attention. Don't give them any attention. Look what they said. We be careful how we do what? How we deal with you. We be careful how we answer you. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to do what? Deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve deity, your God, nor worship the golden image, your God, which thou hast set up. We will not do it. Then would Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury and the form of vices, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it won't be heated, or it was heated. And he commanded the most mighty men. Now listen to this. He commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hoses and their hats and other garments and were cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, the king command was urgent, the furnace exceedingly hot. The flames of fire slew the men that took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down in the midst of the burning furnace. Now, I want you to hear this. Now, listen to this. This is going to bless somebody today. I can stop right there because promotion is coming after that. But I want to say this to you. You have to understand this. Let's go back to verse number 22. Listen to this. Therefore, because the king commandment was urgent. Listen to this. Because the king commandment was urgent. Furnace exceedingly hot. The flames of fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I want to talk from this place today, and I'm not going to be before you long. I want to talk from this place today. See, the devil had messed up trying to burn you up. See, you got to understand, the devil had messed up trying to burn you up. See, you got people who are messing up trying to take you out. You got people that are messing up trying to lie on you. You got people that are messing up coming back with old stuff. See, the devil had messed up trying to burn you up. See, what the enemy planned to do to you, God is turning it on them. What the enemy tried to trap you in, God is turning it on them. See, what you're watching right now is people trying to get it right with you, but it's too late because what they did is they messed up trying to get you. And see, you're watching. So here it is, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did not compromise their position. They did not worship the cowards. They did not bow to those deities. They did not give in to the hand of the enemy. And they told the king, we'll be careful how we answer you. See, with people in leadership, you don't have to answer them the way you want to answer them out of rage and anger. See, your silence can never be misquoted, but it can dominate the earth realm. Your silence can never be misquoted, but it dominates the earth realm. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? My silence dominates because people are trying to figure out why you try to destroy me and you won't say anything to me. Why you try to take me out and you will not speak? Why I'm trying to do everything in my power to get your attention. I'm not giving demons attention in the season. I'm not giving people any attention in the season. You have to know where you're at right now. God is moving over your spirit. That's why Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, we be careful how we answer you. And be very careful because we understand your authority and your position. Understand our power. We understand where we at. So some things in the world right now with people, don't worry about that foolishness. Don't allow them to have any attention. See, some phone calls, you have to make sure maintain a disconnection note. Some response to people, keep it at a veto level. Some things in your ear, do not allow people to have your ear in this season. Because when God is taking us, you have to have a sound mind in the middle of a mentally ill world. Ooh, good God Almighty. You have to have a sound thought process right now. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, we be careful how we answer you. But here's what's happening. Many of the people that are against us or what we call enemies or frenemies, they're doing everything in their power to urgently make haste. Now listen to this. The Food and Drug Administration, you got to understand, I broke that down for everybody to understand. The Food and Drug Administration, Department of Health and Human Service. See, right now, our enemies have a short window to explain why they're doing what they do. Our enemies have a short window why are they using baby fetuses and putting it in a vaccine and giving it to you. See, I'm telling you, saints of God, God is exposing this thing. See, you see the insurrection that they're meeting in the United States Congress. You ain't seen the direction for which God is getting ready to do to some of these pharmaceutical industries. That's why they have a short window to do what they're trying to do, because the hand of God is moving over the land, over the enemies in this season. He's moving over all of the industry. That's why he gave them a short window. He said, look, we're giving you a short window. Explain to us, Pfizer, what's in vaccine. Explain to us. See, it's all coming to head. I told people, you better hold on in there. Don't bail out right now. Buckle your seatbelt up, because the enemies are in the middle of a showdown, and all those demonic presence and spirit know that God is coming after them with all powers and authority. See, your promotion is not going to come by somebody laying hands on you. Your promotion is not going to come by somebody opening their mouth to promote. No, nature is going to promote your presence. It's going to manifest the thing that God has for you. Let me move on down here, finish it up here. Here's what he said. In the midst of the fire, then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto the counselor, did not we cast three men down in the midst of what? The fire. They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fire and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servant of the Most High, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth out of the midst of the fire, and the princes, the governor, the captain, and the king, and the counselor began gathering together and saw men upon whose body the fire had no power, nor hairs of the head, saying, neither will coast change, nor smell of fire pass on them. Why? Because you're coming out of this season without a smell. You're coming out of this season without being burnt. You're coming out of this season without fire. You're coming out for a greater level and a greater anointing. Many of you coming out into the greatness of God. God has his hand on you. He never lifted his hand off of you. He has you in a great position in your life right now of where you're going and the things he's doing for you, in you, and through you. God has not forgotten you. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of who? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent an angel and delivered his servant that trust in him and change the king's word. Let me go to the mountain on this one. What did he do? Change the king's word. Let me say that one more time. He did what? He changed the king's word. I told you, keep your eye on the royal family. It's getting ready to change. Keep your eye on the Vatican. It's getting ready to change. Keep your eye on government. It's getting ready to change. See, God is changing the words of the enemy. God is changing the plans of the enemy. God is changing the solution of the enemy. God is changing the things of the enemy. God is changing the weapons of the enemy. God is changing the assassins of the enemy. God is changing things. Why? Because he's getting ready to do something supernaturally for people. See, what he's getting ready to do in the earth web, you're going to have the vaccine is going to be in your mouth. You're going to have power in the earth web to change the entire atmosphere of cities, towns, and nations because of who you are in the kingdom of God. You're the light in the middle of darkness. What the enemy planned for bad, God is turning it for your good. You have to understand, you in the season, that the setup did not work. The setup of 2019 did not work. The setup of 2020 did not work. The setup of 2021 did not work. The setup in 2022 is over because it did not work. Look at somebody say, the setup did not work. Setup did not work. Let's read on down. I'm done. I'm moving right here. Here's what he said. He said, and they changed the king's word and yielded their body that they might not serve nor worship. Now, what do you mean, Prophet Matthew? What do you mean, man of God? They yielded. They did not yield their body. See, you don't have to yield your body. See, your body is a temple. You don't have to put things in your body. You don't have to yield yourself to the enemy. You don't have to yield yourself to the attack of the enemy. Those who stay strong, steadfast, unremovable in the things of God, you're going to see the benefit of your obedience. Because two people say, I'm getting ready to see the benefit of my obedience. You're going to see the benefit of your obedience. Some of you cried. Some of you were pressured. Some of you were forced. Some of the things came at you were shaking you. You're getting ready to see the benefit of your obedience. You're getting ready to see the move of your obedience. You're getting ready to see the change because of your obedience. You did not move. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was not moved, because when you obey God, you have obeyed eternity, and you have suspended time from ruling over you. When you obey God, God promotes those who obey him. Let's read on down, finish it up here. Here's what he said here in this particular verse. Here's what he said. That they might serve and worship. They may not serve nor worship any God except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree today that every people, nation, and language, all seven continents, no matter what nation, what language, what person, what ruler, what dominant, what order, it makes no difference. He said that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, the God of Meshach, and the God of Abednego shall be what? Cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver thee from this sword. Let me say that. There is no other God that can deliver us from this thing. There's no other God that can bring us out of Dr. Fauci trap. There's no other God that can bring us out of Bill Gates' plan. There's no other God that can bring us out of these ancient society, secret society, backroom deal. There's no other God that can do this but the God that we serve. There's no other God that can bring us out of the noble birthing or the eugenics order, the population control. There's no other God but the God that you serve. You did not surrender. You did not bail out. You did not go alone. You did not lose your mind. You did not quit. No matter what they do, God is promoting us in the midst of the whirlwind. He's promoting us in the midst of all that is going on. And those who have did what they did, it's okay. I'm not against you. I pray for the men and women of God. But I'm talking about those who stood tall and standing strong in the midst of all that's going on. I just say, Lord, help my brothers and sisters unbelief. Verse number 20. Put the last one so I can see. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, bless the Lord. Verse number 29. He said, therefore, I make a decree that every nation, language, which speak any amiss against God, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, should be cut asunder and thrown, and how this shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver of this sort. What do you mean, Prophet Matthew? Let me tell you something, say to God. All that's been coming, or all that's transpired in the world, everything that you've seen, everything that you have experienced, all of the lies, all of the casualties, all of the gains of population control, all of the orders, everything that has been put in atmospheres and waters and chemicals, all that's been put in neighborhoods and communities, hot spot, redlining, zone lining, all is coming to a head. It's coming to a head, people of God. You have to understand what your experience is, a showdown, and it's coming to a head. And everything that the enemy is doing, look at what he does. It's urgent. If you ever notice, most people who are operating in impatience, you're operating in that spirit realm of urgent. The enemy is throwing you into an urgency, and it's not even an urgency for you. That's why. What did the king do? He said, urgently, turn up the heat. And guess what? The heat took out his own enemy. He used the best against the best. That's what he did. He used the best of the best military might. And if you understand the history of Nebuchadnezzar in the warfare and the military might he had, Nebuchadnezzar had one of the worst militaries there is in the Bible compared to David. His military might was very heinous. They destroyed, they killed, they murdered people. That military would go in and take out the whole town and bury the people. That's the kind of person Nebuchadnezzar was. If you study the life of him, the man was a ruthless king. He was a ruthless. He had a ruthless military might. But when the devil messes up trying to burn you up, gotta take out ruthless people. There's some ruthless demons in the world. There's ruthless people that you're serving. There's ruthless people in the earth realm, and God is taking them out. He's taking out the ruthlessness. Those people that are doing everything in their power, he's taking them out. And he's doing it quickly. One by one, you're watching it. Look at it happen over the land, swiftly moving over the enemy and bringing them. Verse number 30, then the king promoted Shadrach, promoted Meshach, and promoted Abednego in what? The province of Babylon. I'm done here. Let me say it again. Then the king promoted Shadrach, promoted Meshach, promoted Abednego in what? In the province of Babylon. Preach, Matthew. What do you mean, man? God is promoting us in the middle of the heathen. Whoa, Jesus. God is promoting us in the midst of the heathen. See, what you have to understand, we're being promoted by the heathen. We're being raised up by the heathen. God is using us in the midst of the heathen. That's why you are the light in the darkness. In the middle of what's going on, you're being promoted in the midst of the heathen. God is using you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego being promoted in the midst of a heathen nation, a nation that don't believe God. You know we in a world where they don't believe God. They don't serve Elohim. They don't believe Yeshua. We in the midst of being promoted right in the midst of the heathen, right in the midst of those who counted us out. Right in the midst of those who try to assassinate and destroy you. Right in the midst. You are being promoted in this season of your life. All of the things that was used against you is going to turn in the favor for you. You were sitting at the table. You didn't want to say that because you didn't want to offend your supervisors and bosses and people. But when you open your mouth, God promoted you because you did not compromise the anointing on your life and the promotion for your life. You have to open your mouth in this season and know what God is saying to you. He's speaking loud in everything you do. The odds are not against you. The odds are for you. One angel by itself can take out 7,000 plus people. The power that they carry. So don't worry about them hundreds. They may be against you, but they're not going to be against your God because of the power and the place that God has you in. You in it. When the devil messed up trying to burn you up, there's some people, I'm telling you, they messed up trying to burn you up. They did everything in their power to try to take you out. But look at somebody and say, I'm still here. You still here in the land doing what God told you to do. You didn't compromise the integrity of your anointing because you maintained the spirit and the strength of the continuity inside you. You did not have to sell yourself to Baal. You did not have to compromise for a promotion or opportunity. You're not going to lose your retirement. You're already in the season of the retirement. You're not going to lose what God promised you. You're already in the season of the promises of God are yea, and the promises of God are amen. You're in that powerful place in the things of God. So stay there, man of God. Stay there, woman of God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach in the province of what? Babylon, the Babylonian system, the ancient deity. So all that is going on right now, God is promoting you. Keep your emotions under control. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego told the king, we be careful how we answer you, O king. Why? Because we're not giving you attention when God have us already in a place of surrender. You have the power and the ability in you to move in the things of the kingdom, uncommon to the hand of man. God's hand is on your life. His purpose is for your life. The mandate on you cannot be stopped right now. We in this 90-day window, saints of God and people of God, where the Spirit of the Lord God is going to use us immensely. I know you're restless, but your restlessness is not because you can't get sleep. The restlessness is elevation in the spirit realm of what God is doing for you right now. Your mobility and the strength of God is over you. And so God promoted those who did not serve the deity of Nebuchadnezzar and did not follow the sound of Nebuchadnezzar and did not submit to the plan of the certain time of the year. Number one, they did not bow to the image. Number two, they did not follow the sound. And number three, they did not compromise who they were in the kingdom of God. Don't compromise faith. It is too critical and pivotal for your life right now of what God is doing in you and for you in this season. The hand of God is on your life right now. And many things that the Lord is doing right now is very pivotal for the destiny of where you're going and the things that the Lord is doing in your life and for your life today. You hold on. All of what's been sent, all of what's been told, all of the rules that have been made, all of the fear factors that have been given, you're coming out of the fire without a smell. And the enemy messed up trying to burn you up. They messed up trying to do you when God has already prepared you for the next in this season of your life. You're in a very powerful place. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Stay in that place. This book, you will find out. Daniel is a very powerful book for this time. And it's strange phenomena that are written, even in the translation of what he is written. God is letting us reveal all of the things that are happening right now in our life and in our purpose on today. Ooh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Because of who you are in the kingdom and the kingdom of God and the place that God has your life at today. I bless you all today. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. The devil messed up trying to burn you up. He messed up trying to burn you up. Isn't it interesting? People messed up trying to trap you. Haman messed up setting a scaffold up for the Jews, and he ended up being hung by his own trap. You're going to see a lot of people who are trying to trap you. They're going to be trapped themselves. You can't trap God's anointed. What he has for us now is far greater than what we would have compromised then or came subject to at that time. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We honor you for all that you're doing. We give you praise, glory, and honor for your mighty hand. God, we thank you for the word of God. The enemy messed up trying to burn us up, Lord, and it turned on him. And we thank you right now that you're turning the tides of the hymns against the enemies right now. And, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing in this kingdom time for the lives of your vessels and your sons and daughters all over. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Hold on, saints of God. God's hand is on you in this season and for your life. Sister Sabrina, I want you to hear this, woman of God. This is a word for you. I see in the next 6 months, there's going to be some major things that God is doing for you. I'm looking at the last 3 years. The last 3 years, what the enemy did is he only delayed things. What the enemy did, woman of God, is he only delayed things. Now, the things that the Lord is doing for you specifically in this season, earmarked for the wealth portal and the opportunity. I even see, I'm looking at a house. I'm looking at a home. I'm looking at a home right now. I don't know if this is a property or something you want to buy. The Lord is preparing you for it right now in this season of your life. The Lord is making way for you right now in this season, and there's some doors that the Lord is opening for you. This is for Sabrina Daniel. This is the door the Lord is opening up for you. He said, because you were able to survive the last 3 years, and he's bringing you into where what he has for your life in this season right now. As a matter of fact, you're going to see some things begin to manifest between, I'm looking at March and September of 2022, and it's going to be a great move on your behalf and the things that the Lord is doing in you and through you. So don't worry about what did not happen and what did not come to play for your life in this season. Everything is coming together right now for you in this season. Sister Love, Sister Baby Love, the Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, woman of God, in this season that you're in, I hear the Lord say, get back into position. There's some things that, like, you've been battling with. It's almost like you said, it's really hard to get back there. No, it's hard to get back. The reason why things are hard right now is because there's some things in the flesh that you're not willing to relinquish so that God can move. So the Lord is saying, tell you, release those things so I can move over you swiftly. As a matter of fact, there's some things that God would have done in 2014, and I'm even looking at in 2014, right around September, in August, September of 2014, there's some things you missed out on because of the challenges and the difficulties. But God said, I'm bringing you back to that place where you will be able to remember. Now, 2014, we're looking at a period of almost 8 years ago. So the 8 years ago, what was supposed to happen 8 years ago, the enemy tricked you. But I'm telling you, woman of God, whatever you've been dealing with in terms of the female part of your body, it's in 2014. So you have to release those things so God can move in your life and move in the purpose of your life. Stop allowing what family members have said or done concerning your life. There's too many powerful things that the Lord has for you right now. As a matter of fact, this is the word for you. When the devil tried to mess up, he was burnt up. See, the enemy messed up trying to burn you up, and you're still here right now because of the powerful hand of God on your life. Stay in that place and watch God begin to move for you right now. I'm even seeing some things you're doing right now that you're getting ready to change, and you're getting ready to see them manifest for your life now in this season that you're in, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said he's showing you his favor in this season so you will know his hand is upon it. His hand is upon it. The Lord's going, and matter of fact, I hear the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord God said, I'm going to give you a strategy how to let go. I'm going to give you a strategy how to let go. And I'm going to show you how to let go so you can move to the next in your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It is so. All right, Dr. Sabrina, take that word that I gave you. I'm telling you, you're moving. Now, I don't know this transition. There's going to be a transition because there's going to be a major opportunity, but it's going to be a transition. So the Lord said in the midst of this transition, he's going to give you what you need, and he's going to give everything that you need to the detail. See, you're very detailed. And so what you had to go through in the last 3 years threw you out of the details of the thing. Now God is bringing you back into the detail. The divine connection is getting ready to come, and things are going to change. swiftly for your life, for the purpose, in Jesus' mighty name. It is so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. It is so for the kingdom of God. Bless the Lord for God's people. All right. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel that thing in my spirit. I feel that thing is going to be strategically. There's somebody that just burnt out. Oh, thank you right now. Sister Debbie, this is for you. This is for you, Sister Debbie. You just burnt out your future from your past. Thank you, Holy Ghost. My God. Sister Debbie, this is a word for you. You just burnt out your future from your past. I hear the word of the Lord God say, you just birthed out your future for your past. Now, I don't know what this trip is or this vacation or this little time away, but the Lord said, all things are going to be made ready. Woo, shy, man. A little more shy down. Get off my page, man. Get off my page, woman of God. You messing with me. Go to somebody's page. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Every time you come over here, that always bothers me. I'm telling you, thank you, Holy Ghost. This thing is just birthing out. Some of y'all pull on me. Y'all pulling on me so strong here. You just birthed out your future from your past right now. I mean, it's just a powerful move that's happening in your life. And I even hear the word of the Lord God said, you're smiling even more. The tears are turning into smiles in this season. The tears are turning into smile in this season. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's turning into smile in this season. And the Lord said, go ahead, prepare for the next. See, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm telling this for you, Sister Debbie. I don't know what as it relates to where you're living at, the house you're living in now. God said he's changing your living arrangement. Ooh, good God Almighty. He's changing your living arrangement, woman of God. He's changing all of the old. God said, go ahead and empty out all of the old. You can't hold on to that in the new. You can't hold on to that in the new. I told you, there's things that the Lord, and this is for some other people too, you can't hold on to the old when I'm getting ready to give you new. I'm getting ready to give you new. So go ahead. I know there's some things you got to think about, but the Lord said, you ain't got to think about this one. Yeah, see, you. Let me leave that alone. You are in that place with the Holy Ghost. Look at somebody say, the Holy Ghost is speaking for this season in the name of the Lord. It's speaking specifically to you and specifically in the direction for which the Lord had mandated for your life in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God heard you, and he heard your petition. And he heard your cry in your affliction. He heard your cry. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna stand on this word right here. In your past, God had already had your future linked from your past. You got into your past because what's gonna be your future hurted you. I don't know where it's coming from. Thank you, Holy Ghost. My God, this is a word from the Lord. Good God about it. You know what that is. Well, you better get this recorded and go back over. I got to listen to this myself. This is for somebody, too. My God, I feel an anointing on this move right here. Whoa. Good God about it. That's for somebody, too. This is for somebody else, too. This is a word for you, too, because you are in a place right now. Some of us, we got connected to stuff in our life that was in our past that God moved. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me break this down again. There's some of us, some stuff we in now is because of our past. But really our past is going to be our future. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So whatever happened in your past that made you connect to something in your future that really was in your future, God now is allowing you to go back to your past. God, and make it your future. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody today. Oh, this is for somebody today. So you got to be, this is a whole nother message. See, right now, some of us, because we were hurt by things in our past, we allowed it to go. It was unresolved issues. And we moved in our future. And based upon our hurt, we establish things in our future based upon our past. Now God is making us mature in our life. So he's bringing the things that hurted us in our past into our future, but it's going to bless us for the rest of our life. Man, y'all better stop. Let me get off of it. Let me get ready to go. I got 11 o'clock service. Y'all better join me at 11 o'clock. I'm telling you, this is blessing somebody right now. You being blessed right now. Woo, I'm telling you, this is blessing me. See, this is blessing me because, see, you got to understand, Sister Kiana. See, I put it on my Facebook page that what you talked about several years ago, God did in your life. God had to bring you to this place of maturity, daughter. So he brought you to this place of maturity in your life now so he can trust you in the proper relationship and the connections in your life. See, God had to allow us to experience a hitman. Woo! Get God Almighty. Y'all messing with me right now. God allowed us to experience a hitman. Woo! Before, oh, good God Almighty. Oh, this is blessing me. This is blessing me. I'm telling you, you got, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, some of you had to experience the hitman, but was not hit by him. Woo! You had to experience the hitman, but you were not hit by him. Because, see, God allowed you to move in a place. I never seen an anointed man or woman of God without a limp. I haven't seen one yet. Show me one. Show me an anointed person without a limp. I'll show you somebody that don't understand. I'll show you a counterfeit. Because what you are right now is very powerful to where you're going and your walk with the Lord. This is for you. Dr. Fabian Tucker, bless you, man of God. This is the word for you, man of God. The Lord said there's a strategic project you're underway, and it's going to be a successful project in this 2022 year, man of God. And the Lord said he's ordering everything that you need in this 2022 year to begin to bring it to pass. And I hear the word of the Lord God said every strategy that was supposed to came to pass between 2017 and 2020, you're going to see them manifest in this year. So you're going to literally see 17, 18, 19, and 20. 4 years of things begin to manifest in the 2022 year because God is setting things in motion and setting things in place. Says the Spirit of the Lord God for your life. You're getting ready to walk into it with such power and authority like you have never experienced it. Get this getting ready to happen for your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Look at somebody say, glory, glory, glory. It is happening for you. It is happening for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Brother Prophet Isidore Campbell, the Spirit of the Lord God said, I tell you, man of God, graduated from the flaws of yesterday. Many people in your pathway that you connect with in your pathway, they're trying to remember the flaws. And the Lord said, tell you, man of God, right now where I have you at in your life, it has brought you to a powerful place of maturity. I even see the Lord said there's some things he's developing in you in this season. And I hear the word of the Lord God. God said the ministry inside of you is not necessarily in those buildings. The ministry inside of you is in the areas, in the arenas around you. There's some things that God is doing in your life specifically. And you keep asking the question. And the Lord, you're asking the question. And I'm even seeing you, there's some things you can sit down. It's like you sit down and you're crying about as it relates to your son. And you're blaming yourself for some things that transpired because of the decision and choices you made. Well, man of God, I want you to understand this today. The Spirit of the Lord God is doing many things in you. Those are testimonies of experience. And the Lord said, you're going to begin to influence. I see something opening as it relates to the school system. And there are going to be doors open for you. And you're going to begin to go in those doors. And lives are going to begin to be changed because of the things that the Lord is doing. Even though the Lord said, I see your cry, I heard your pain, I heard what you went through, but man of God, I'm showing you new avenues. I'm showing you new avenues, and I'm showing you new income from the outcome, and I'm moving specifically over you, says the Spirit of the Lord God, and I hear the word of the Lord God say, I'm even seeing God doing a major healing in your heart, even concerning the mothers. Even concerning the mothers, there's some things that the Lord said he had released from you, says the Spirit of the Lord God, for where he's taking you even now. Get ready, man of God. You're getting ready to see some manifestation of some things in this transition. And God is going to do it with the strength and the power of what's in you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Even in the transition, it's going to be very powerful. Hallelujah. I don't know who this family member is, but the Lord said, just go ahead and make it right with them. Don't wait for them. I'm going to do it in them. The Lord said, don't allow the mistake to be a photo shot of your future. A mistake. You know, people take a photo and it's a mistake. Don't let the mistake be a photo shot of your future. God said, in other words, the new picture that's getting ready to arrive is going to be a picture of a perfected man in the things of God for your life in this season. Amen. All right, saints of God, I bless you on today. We love you all. Thank you for connecting with us. I tell you, on this awesome day, we got to prepare for our second service. But we bless the Lord for many of you on today and allowing the will of the Lord to be done in your life and through your life on today. God bless you. Prophet of the Lord, Kelsey Shepherd, bless you, man servant. Oh, Rabandeshe. God said, I'm ordering you, and I'm shedding off the old things. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at second generation, father's side. The Lord said, don't even worry about what the uncle said. Don't even worry about the conflict of the family issue. I'm going to take you back, but I'm going to take you back in my presence and in my power. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, prepare yourself in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord God. There's some things that God is dealing with you, even concerning the business. But you said that's not even on the platter anymore. God said, I'm creating a new prophetic platter for your life. There's some things that you're hungering for prophetically. There's some things that you're seeking God for the more in terms of ministry. God said, I'm gonna prepare a manager to run the business so you can manage my business. I'm going to give you a manager so you can manage my business in this season. And the things that the Lord is going to do for you is going to be gigantuan in this season. Some things that give me to open up. I don't know what this thing is. God said, I'm going to open up a tent. I'm looking at like a tent revival. I like some things I'm going to do, a tent revival. It's going to be successful. And God said, your name is going to be connected to it. Get ready, man of God. I'm doing it for you in this season. And I'm going to send you people that you will be able to trust to deal with the affairs of your business. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. The affairs of your inheritance. I'm going to send people that will be able to deal with the affairs of your inheritance that you will trust. And they're not going to be religious. They're going to be righteous, and they're going to have your heart in this season. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Sister Wanda Nelson, y'all pulling on this prophetic today, this morning. Sister Wanda Nelson, the Spirit of the Lord God said, watch what I'm getting ready to do concerning your decision. The Lord said, don't be afraid. Matter of fact, the Lord said, don't be afraid. Stand tall and watch what I'm going to do on your behalf in this season of your life. And even in the season of your life, the Lord said, I can trust me with this daughter. Trust me with this daughter. You keep saying, Lord, we're going around the circle. No, they're going around the circle. You just happen to be in the way of the circle. The Lord said, get out of the circle and watch what he do in the midst of the circle, because he's going to bring you into a very powerful place. And the Lord said something regarding the son. God is going to move in that area. The Lord said, as you continue to trust him, he's doing some things internally inside you. And the Lord said, yes, I'm looking at something getting ready to come down the road. But the Lord said, be very careful of who you allow to have your ear in this season. And I hear the word of the Lord. God said, your living arrangement will not be denied. God said, I'm giving you the access, and the doors of it shall be successful. Sister Shalanda, Delaney, Ellen, bless you on today, woman of God. I want you to hear this, woman of God, for you. This is for you. I hear the word of the Lord. God says he's creating a masterpiece out of you in this season, and the things that he's establishing for you, woman of God, is going to be unique in this season. And I hear the Lord say, you're going to walk in a season of creativity. There's some things that you all are preparing right now. You and your husband are preparing in this season that God is making way for you all. The Lord said, you're going to, by coming into the fall of 2022, some things are going to be established, some things are going to be in order, and you're going to see God begin to move. I even hear the Spirit of the Lord. God says, this is the season that you're dealing with your health You guys are maneuvering in some things, and the Lord said, I'm making a preparation. This is a preparation time, and even in the season of the preparation time, I don't know what this is. The Lord said the 10th year going into the 11th year, I'm bringing some things to clarity and understanding for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And the Lord said, thank you, woman of God, for the divine connection that he opened for you and your mother as it relates to the things of the past. God said, I'm getting ready to birth out some things, some new opportunities for you, woman of God. Some things are getting ready to come to pass. I even see some things in the next several weeks that are getting ready to manifest. I even hear the word of the Lord God. I'm going to go out on the limb and prophesy this. The Lord God said, you all get ready to go find the wedding dress. I'm getting ready to do this thing in a supernatural way. Everything is coming together. The Lord said, my hand is on it. Y'all already talked secretly and had the conversation that you did not want anybody to know, but I'm busting y'all out on today to let y'all know that God already had this thing in place and ain't nothing can stop it. The hand of God is on it. He said, get ready, get ready, get ready. It's already manifesting itself, says the Spirit of the living God. God said, count your blessings. Get ready. It's coming alive. New things are happening in this season. I'm opening up new portals, and you shouldn't have came to this page because you wouldn't have got this word, but you know the prophet is calling things out in this season because God is manifesting those mighty great things in the lives of his people. Touching people say, glory, glory, glory. Hey, glory. Let me leave y'all alone. Hey, I'm feeling anointed today. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. He's doing it for your life right now in this season. Says the Spirit of the living God. It is so. Woo, good God Almighty. Woo, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let God arise. Let our enemy be scattered. And it's for the season of your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Everything is coming to pass right now. And Sister Gwen Marshall, I hear the word of the Lord God for you in this season. The Spirit of the Lord God says, don't worry about what did not happen over in Africa. The Lord said it's already on his plate in this season. The Lord said he's turning some matters around. I even hear in the midst of Nigeria, there's some things that are going on. But God said, I'm making a way for you right now, woman of God. And even in this season that you're in, I'm giving you a strategy. There's a prophetic strategy that God is moving on your behalf. And the Lord said, I'm looking at something like a judge. I'm looking at this judge, and some things are going to be open. God's going to favor you with a judge, and it's going to open up major doors for you, woman of God. I'm seeing something like March, April. There's going to be some doors that's going to open, woman of God, that's going to be supernaturally powerful. So as you continue to stay in the place of God and you stand in your face of God, things are opening up for you right now, woman of God. And I decree and declare that thing that you asked the Lord to do concerning your son, the Lord said, don't stress yourself out about it. I am moving on it, says the Spirit of the living God. I am moving on it, says the Spirit of the living God. All right, saints of God, I got to go. Those of you who want to be a blessing, as many people that will sow a seed, a $20 seed, go to my Facebook page, go to my Cash App, sow that seed today. And for whatever the Lord tell you to sow, be a blessing. You can sow that today. All you have to do is go to Cash App, money sign, RFPIM, and sow that seed today. I decree and declare that seed is a generational shifting seed. It's a generational shifting seed. That's a seed that shifts generations. You can sow that seed today. It will be a blessing to you. We thank God in advance what the Spirit of the Lord God is doing in you and through you today. Go there and sow that seed. You can do it via Cash App and money sign. Cash App, RFPIM. My administrator, Rita Bryan, just put it on the screen. And even as she put that on the screen, administrator Rita Bryan, I hear the Spirit of the Lord God share. He's working out some specific details, something concerning the hospital, something concerning the hospital. He's working out some things concerning the hospital and some things he's working in your favor, woman of God, even in the season of resting. I'm looking at a door getting ready to open. I hear God said housing door is getting ready to open for you, woman of God. It's like you choose in the season, but God said, I'm choosing the hours in the season. You're choosing the season, but God said, I'm choosing the hour in this season for you, mighty woman of God, and things are going to work in your favor, and watch my mighty hand begin to move on you, in you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. A major door is getting ready to open. I hear the word of the Lord God, even for the granddaughter. I'm seeing things coming all together. God said it's coming all together. It's like God said, I'm bringing it all together. I'm fitting it in exactly to the detail. to the detail, says the Spirit of the Lord God, to the detail. Oh, good God Almighty. I'm even going to go out and even say this. There's a particular individual. This is a man. It's a particular individual. He's been watching you from the distance. He's been watching you from the distance. He's been watching you from the distance. And I'm telling you, it's like he's been watching you from the distance. And it's so close. And I'm telling you, it's going to be so powerful what the Lord is getting ready to do in this season, mighty woman of God. All right, you can show it via Cash App at MoneySat, RFPIM, or you can go to Zelle at WeRestoreYou. That's the letter U at Yahoo.com. Or you can go over to our website, WeRestoreYou.org. I bless the people of God on today. Thanks to God. If you're in my city and town, join us today. Join us in our service today at 11 a.m. If you see me on fire right now, I'm going into the house on fire. See, if when you're on fire, people come to watch you burn. This is a season where the anointing on many of your life, people are coming to watch you burn in this season because you're carrying the fire on your life. I don't know who this is. Tynasia Dixon. Bless you, Tynasia Dixon. I hear the word of the Lord God said for you in this season that you're in. I'm hearing that I hear changes coming. There's some changes coming that the Lord is doing in your life. There's some changes coming. And watch what God is going to do on your behalf in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord God. There's some things that you had to go through because of decisions. But God said, trust him. Don't hold on to the past. Watch what he's going to do in your future, says the Spirit of the living God. It is so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for the things of God on today. Oh, it is so. Touch him and say, it is so. Today's message, when the devil messed up trying to burn you up, the devil messed up trying to burn you up. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord for you on today. We love you, saints of God. We continue to stand on the word of God. If you're in the Chicagoland area, join us in Chicago at our local church. There's a word from the Lord today. If you're in Hampton, Newport News, Virginia, join my son in the gospel, Apostle Maurice and Eugenie Simmons there at Restoration Truth Ministry. Join them for a word from the Lord. You are in the city of Indiana. Join our friend, Apostle Russell Shabu, Pastor Carter, their apostolic house of delivering great kingdom leaders around the world. Join them in their sanctuary as the Lord is blessing them and doing many great things for them in the kingdom of God. If you are in San Antonio, Texas, join the powerful Fosters in their great kingdom ministry, overcoming ministry, kingdom ministry, powerful men and women. Join these great leaders. They're ministering the word of God around the world. I'm telling you, you will be blessed by them. Join them on their Facebook Live. They're ministering kingdom word of God. I got to go, saints of God, but I'm telling you, I'm excited about your future. I'm excited about what God is doing for you. Overflow Kingdom Ministry International. Join them in their sanctuary. If you're in the San Antonio area, you will be blessed by their ministry. Join some of my other sons and daughters around the world that are ministering the word of God and blessing their lives. There's no place in the world like being home with moms and dads that will be able to bless you and feed you right. All right, thanks to God. We love you all immensely. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord and go in the power. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, Administrator Brian. All right, Administrator Brian, I'm get excited today. Any announcement from our Administrator Rita Brian? Any announcement, yep. Dr. Administrator Rita Brian? Come on in, Administrator Brian. I know you're shouting about
God
bless you. Come on in. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. When I receive that word, I receive the word of the Lord from the man of God. Please keep these dates in mind, if you will. The third Sunday in every month we've adopted as Love Sunday for the men of God. And if you desire to bless the men of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at MoneySign RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. Please save these dates, February 19th to the 22nd. Dr. Matthews is on his way to Hampton, Virginia, to Restoration Truth Ministries. It's a What's Love Empowerment Conference. What's Love Empowerment Conference. That's February 19th through the 22nd at Restoration and Truth Ministries, where Apostle Maurice Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons are the host pastors. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries are getting ready for their church celebration. Their church celebration will happen March 25th through the 27th. That's at 231 East 146th Street in the great city of Harvey, Illinois, where the overseer and senior pastor is Dr. LaRon Matthews. Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland. Dr. Matthews is on his way to you May 15th. More information is forthcoming May 28th through the 29th. You can join Dr. Matthews in Marion, South Carolina at Ark Family Fellowship Church, where Pastor Aaron Myers is the senior pastor and Pastor Sandra Ganey is the overseer. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Amen. God bless you. And if you're in Marion, South Carolina, join Pastor Aaron Myers, the senior pastor of Ark Family Fellowship Ministry. They love to see you. They'll be doing Facebook Live today. Many great kingdom leaders that God is using to bless the people. We thank God for Pastor Sherry Johnson and their ministry being connected with it. We're excited they're doing their ministry via Facebook. Join our other daughter, Sister Tamika, and the group day Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, very powerful women of God. West Coast time zone. They do it via Zoom. I'm telling you, there's many things that God is doing in this season in the divine connection. Things that God is so important. It's so important who you connect with right now. It's so important for your divine connection. There are many things that are happening for the kingdom of God that God is moving over your life and in your life on today. Love you all. Have a phenomenal day. We'll see you, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, at our 11 a.m. service. God bless you. It's my prayer for you all today.
We are victorious. We are victorious.